One of the most powerful moments in a Christian wedding ceremony is the pronouncement. After the vows, after the rings, after the prayer and blessing, the minister publicly declares that the bride and groom are now husband and wife. This moment should not be treated casually. The pronouncement is not the minister creating marriage out of personal authority. The minister is not the owner of the covenant. The minister is a public servant of the covenant, standing before God, the couple, the witnesses, and often the civil community. Jesus says in Matthew 19:4-6, Webb, haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female and said, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two but one flesh? What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart. That phrase matters. What therefore God has joined together. The Christian wedding minister pronounces marriage with humility because God is the ultimate witness and Lord of marriage. The minister's pronouncement publicly recognizes what has been entered through covenant vows. It says to the gathered community, this bride and groom have made solemn promises. They have entered Christian marriage. They are now to be received, honored, supported, and prayed for as husband and wife. This is why the pronouncement should be clear. Avoid vague language that confuses the meaning of the moment. In a Christian wedding, the pronouncement should name the covenant reality, husband and wife. For example, because you have made these vows before God and these witnesses and have exchanged rings as signs of your covenant, I now pronounce you husband and wife in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is simple, but it is full of meaning. The pronouncement also has a public trust dimension. In many locations, the wedding minister may also have civil responsibilities connected to the marriage license. This course offers ministry training, not legal advice, but the principle is important. The minister must verify the civil requirements where the wedding occurs. Do not guess. Do not assume. Do not treat the license casually. Romans 13:1 Webb says, let every soul be in subjection to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are ordained by God. The wedding minister honors both the sacred covenant and appropriate civil order. The pronouncement also blesses the family and witnesses. It helps everyone understand that something real has happened. This is not merely a romantic event. It is a covenant transition. The bride and groom leave the ceremony as husband and wife. The families must now relate to them as a married couple. The church should now support them as a new household. Here again, organic human thinking matters. Marriage is not an idea only. It changes daily life. It changes home, body, sexuality, finances, family patterns, emotional rhythms, church involvement, and future children, if God grants them. The pronouncement publicly marks that embodied covenant beginning. A wedding minister should speak this moment with calm strength, not rushed, not theatrical, not embarrassed, not vague. The wedding day is not the finish line. It is the public beginning of covenant life. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And when you pronounce the bride and groom husband and wife, you are standing at one of the holiest thresholds in their earthly lives.